Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hello, Victor. It's been a while.
Shalom, shalom.
Long time no see.
Yeah.
Recording. And here we go. Okay. So just gonna start from the very beginning of the Gemara. It's not really shlichus yet so much, although it does tie in a little bit. Of mitzvah bo yosem ubishlucha. Okay, so the Gemara really just starts right off the bat. Ha'ish mikadesh bo ubishlucha. Just a like a little hara, right? Mikadesh. So we, like the whole first parak was like why we talk about lashon kinyan instead of lashon kiddushin, right? The whole rest of the Masechta talks about kiddushin and heish mikadesh, not heish koneh, right? So this is right already the transition from the second parak on, because we always talk about being mikadesh and mikadesh and mikadesh, and we never mentioned the idea of being koneh or heish nikneh ever. So heish mikadesh bo ubishlucho, right? You can be mikadesh either personally or with a shliach. Ha'isha mitkadeshet ba ubishlucha. She can be mitkadesh or accept the kiddushin, either personally or with a shliach. Ha'ish mikadesh et bito kishihi nara bo ubishlucho. And a man can also accept kiddushin for his daughter who's a minor, either personally or through a shliach. The Gemara says, all right, you know, hashta bishlucho mikadesh bo mibaya. Right, we know he can do it with a messenger. He can do it through a, you know, through a I'd say power of attorney. He can give someone else the ability to do it on his behalf. Of course, he could do it himself. Right, pretty logically necessary. Right, you can't appoint someone as your agent to do something that you couldn't do yourself. So, Amar Rav Yosef mitzvah bo yoter mibishlucha. The mitzvah for him to do it himself, more than doing it through a shliach, ki hadra of safra machrech resha and rava malach shibuta. An erev Shabbos, Rav Safra would singe like the, I guess they used to have like, I don't know, sheep head for, you know, for Shabbos, and he would like singe it. He would, you know, he'd like roast it or grill it himself, and rava malach shibuta. And rava would salt the fish. Okay, so these Amoraim are going around, you know, making the food themselves. So you see that it's a mitzvah bo yosem ubishlucha, right? They're sitting and learning. Some of they, you know, close their Gemara and Erev Shabbos, they're like, you know, they're cooking. Okay, why? Because, right, Kavod Shabbos, and it's a mitzvah to do it yourself and not only through an agent. Okay, so really it's a few, I guess like a few questions that sort of pop up off the bat, which is, just in terms of the connection to shlichus, right? If we really hold shlucho shladam kemoso, why is it mitzvah bo yosem ubishlucha? Right? Is there like a qualitative difference? Is there what's the reason behind it being better to do it yourself than through a shliach? And does that reflect something about shlichus? Okay, so. Just the more you would want to say, oh, shlichus, you know, it works, but it's not necessarily, you know, the same as having him do it himself on a legal level. The definitely the more you'd be open to saying, oh, well, yeah, and also practically, there's some sort of my love doing it yourself, right? The more you seem to think that, oh, if you could do it with a shliach, there's really no difference in terms of what happened. You know, if you have two cases, the guy does it himself, the guy does it with the shliach, is there any difference? If you say, oh, legally, actually, it's exactly the same, then it's a little bit more, okay, well, why does it matter if he does it through a shliach? Why is it preferable, number one? And that we'll get back to when we really do shlichos, but just sort of like have that in your back pocket for, you know, for, let's say, next week or the week after. Number one. Number two, mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucha. Like, what does that mean? Right? What does a mitzvah mean? Right? And this is, I feel this is like a classic. What do we mean when we say a mitzvah? Right? There are a few, it can mean a few different things. Right? There's a classic of like, oh, you know, God said so. Right? It's a mitzvah. It's like halachically, it's, you know, this really, you know, meaningful thing. There's like, do you want to do a, like, could you do a mitzvah for me, Tatale, and go get me a cup of water? Right? That's like, oh, could you do a good deed? You know, or could you do me a favor? But it's like a favor that, you know, you get, probably get points for in Shammai, right? Like, be a good boy is like also, oh, do a mitzvah, be a mitzvah boy, right? You're commanded, like, be a commanded boy. Like, I'm not sure if that, you know, what's that really mean? Except that we use it to say like, oh, migu, that, you know, that being commanded, being mitzvah is good. So, you know, being nice to other people is also good, or helping other people out, or doing people favors. Right? The, we use mitzvah sometimes as just like, oh, it's good. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you're doing a mitzvah. I think we can split that into two branches. How much is it a mitzvah in terms of what are we dealing with? Let's say you're going to do a mitzvah, right? Does it need to be a mitzvah that you're doing in order for it to be mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho, A? And B is like, what sort of maila is it that you're doing it personally, right? It's more of a mitzvah, or like you're being a mitzvah boy, okay? Those are the two options. So one is in terms of what types of mitzvahs are we talking about that this applies to? What is the scope of the din, right? The hekef hadin. And the other question is the ofi hadin, is like, what do you get out of doing this, right? What's the maila? And then the examples are kind of interesting, right? It gives two examples from Hilchos Shabbos of like preparing for Shabbos. And it's like, Rav Safra would, you know, he'd roast the meat a little bit, and Rava would salt the fish. It's also like a little bit, like, what's that really mean? Those examples seem like a little bit random, right? Oh, he salted the fish himself. There's no, like, I don't know if there's any mitzvah, you know, and thou shalt salt the shibuta, I am of the Lord. So, right, what mitzvah does that fall under? And like, I don't know, can you do that on the shliach, or is that just something that's supposed to happen? Okay, so those are just the questions that kind of jump out. Number one. Number two is then just like the next stage, which is, how does this apply to the case of Kiddushin? Okay, now part of this is because what mitzvah are you doing when you do Kiddushin, right? If you remember from all the way at the beginning of the year, we said, is there a mitzvah of Kiddushin? Not so clear, right? Most shittos seem to put it more towards, you know, it's the way to get married. You're not necessarily mitzvah to get married. And if there's a mitzvah, it's probably pruvu. Or if there's a mitzvah, it's if you're going to get married, do it in this way, right? Which is the Rambam. But we didn't necessarily see that there's like a mitzvah to do Kiddushin, according to most Rishonim. So what mitzvah are you doing here, right, that you say, oh, you know, Ha'isha mitkadeshet ba u'bishlucha, mitzvah ba yoter mi'bishlucha. Right? What mitzvah is she doing? What mitzvah is he doing? Okay, so in terms of the what is the mitzvah? So Rashi formulates it, mitzvah bo yoter mi'bishlucha, d'chi asik gufo b'mitzvos mekabel schar tve. Right? So in terms of the scope, right, Rashi is applying it to, seems like everything, right? Asik gufo b'mitzvos, sounds very, very broad. Mikabel schar tve, in terms of the nature of the din, right? It's because since asik gufo, since you're being physically involved, right, your whole body is involved in it. So mikabel schar tve, you get more schar, right? What's the nature of the din? How do you, like, I don't know, give a formulation? There's no like right answer here. It's more of a, I would, you know, like, how do you formulate what Rashi's getting at? Yeah.
It sounds like being physically involved is more important.
Okay, but like, what, like, why? You're right. What's the maila?
Because you get more mitzvah points.
Right, but I'm saying, like, for what? You're totally right. I'm just trying to force you to flip the formulation. you're more describing instead of saying like you're getting more mitzvah points for doing X. What is the X?
For doing it yourself.
Okay. Yes, but like you're saying that, right, when you're physically involved, so not only did you do, mitzvah, right, but you also were osek b'mitzvah, right? Like you're getting more mitzvah points, not necessarily because you did a better mitzvah, right? There's the mitzvah. The mitzvah happens, right? You did it through Shliach, you did it yourself, great. Asik gufo is what? You're being like osek with your guf. So not only did you do the mitzvah, you were also osek the mitzvah. Right? It's the physical involvement means that you did more mitzvah things. Right? Not only did you do kiyum ha-mitzvah, you also, like, I don't know, you're involved in mitzvah, you got your body to be involved in a mitzvah. Right? So you get points not only for the Chalois Shem mitzvah, but also for the involvement in the mitzvah, right? Just like we talk about, like, let's say Schar Halicha or something, right? So you get points also for walking to the shul, right? You daven, davening is good, but going, walking all the way to shul is also going to get you points, right? So the same thing here, right? You are more involved, and since you're more involved, you did more, you're osek b'mitzvah too, so you also get points for that. That's why I would read Rashi. And then, in terms of the, if that's the nature of the din, so then of course, the application of the din should be anytime, any mitzvah, right? It's always good to be physically involved in mitzvahs, right? It's almost like, if you could, I don't know, you could give like a $20 to some organization that helps sick people, right? Or helps old people, right? Or you can give $20 worth of your time and actually go and help an old person, right? So I think we'd all agree that you definitely get more mitzvah points for going and helping the old person, right? In terms of the actual amount of help that the old person received, it's the same, right? But there's also a value not only in getting it done, but being involved, right? And doing it yourself. And also in terms of the impact it has on you, right? By being involved in these actions, right? It also makes a bigger impact on you. So if you wake up in the morning and you spend, 40 minutes on doing a mitzvah, right? So that also makes an impact on you. While if you delegated it to someone else and you paid the bill, so you might've accomplished a mitzvah, but you didn't actually get involved, right? Lo asik gufo b'mitzvah. So therefore you're not going to be mekabel shechar tvei. So the mitzvah itself is unaffected, basically, says Rashi. But your personal involvement, your physical involvement is valuable. The fact that you're being osek b'mitzvah is valuable. Those are sort of general values, right? And you're doing those values better. Okay. Fine. And then our examples from Kavod Shabbos are perfect, right? Rava and... second, it's Rabbi Rav Safra was Machrech Reisha, Rav was Malach Shibuta, right? L'Kavod Shabbos. Great, right? Here's, a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. And being involved in preparing that is great, right? You're in getting involved in preparing for Kavod Shabbos. Also, what's interesting is, wait a second, right? It's Machrech Reisha L'Kavod Shabbos. Is this actually a mitzvah? Are you doing the mitzvah? Or are you just prepping for a mitzvah? Right? So the more, if you think that something that's more inherent to the mitzvah, it might be more difficult to understand, to expand it to machshirin. If it's really about asik gufo, right? It's about being physically involved in avodas Hashem, let's say. So even if it's just a hechsher mitzvah, being involved in that physically is good. Right? So I would... to say, so Rashi really seems to think there's the mitzvah, and what we're dealing with is being osek b'mitzvah, being osek gufo b'mitzvah, right? The being involved is really what matters here. Okay, Rav Menahar, also mitzvah bo, kol mitzvah shemuteles alav yase b'gufo v'lo ayidei shliach. Okay, now Rav Menahar, who's printed as Riyazakin on the regular daf, his formulation is a little bit different. What do you guys think? Think like the same as Rashi, different than Rashi? By the way, just like in parentheses so that, you know, to give it away a little bit. I'm not totally sure. So you can't actually guess based on the fact that I put him next to Rashi. It's like, oh, Dafka, I think he's the same, or Dafka, I think he's different as contrast material. Yeah, Rachel.
Well, what stood out to me was that it sounds like he's referring to it as a mitzvah kiyumis of some sort. Like, only if it comes to you do you do it. But that was just not present in Rashi. I don't know if he's really saying that.
Okay, great. Yeah. So I also noticed that, right? He doesn't say, oh, ki asik gufo b'mitzvos, right? Rashi's very vague. It's like he's making like a very general statement. Like, oh, being osik b'mitzvah is good, right? And therefore you get more schar, because you're being osik b'mitzvah. And you're being osik your guf in mitzvos. He doesn't say, this mitzvah is, or when you have to do X mitzvah, do it yourself. Right? Rav Menahar formulates it as a mitzvah that is incumbent upon you to do, right? Do it yourself and not through, don't delegate, right? He starts out, if it's incumbent upon you, then do it, right? That's a very different, situation, right? That's already saying, oh, you have to do this mitzvah. Doing this mitzvah is a good thing to do. All right. Sorry. This is going on in the background. Right. So I think what he's saying is maybe more fundamental, right? No? What are you like? I'm seeing eyebrows. But I always see your eyebrows, but I feel I'm saying I see them going down a little bit.
No, I just wasn't sure if he's making a comment on mitzvah of Kiddushin specifically, like saying that Kiddushin is somehow kiyumis and not an asay. Oh. Not like that.
Okay, so I think a good question is, wait a second, how does this relate back to Kiddushin? I would definitely say the opposite. Maybe this would kind of force him to say that it's like some sort of mitzvah sosei. It's not just like, oh, you know, if you do it, you do it this way sort of thing. But there's a mitzvah to be mekadesh because we said, kol mitzvos hamuteles alav. Is kiddushin muteles alav? Like, are you obligated to be mekadesh? I think that's a little bit of a question on Rav Menahar. Right? It sounds like he's saying that if you think it's like a muteles, then it sounds like it's something you got to do, I think. So I think that's a little bit of an issue. We'll get to that in a minute, right? If it's fundamental, here, I'll explain that a little bit because it's a good connection back to Kiddushin. According to Rashi, it sounds like asik gufo b'mitzvos mekabel schar tvei. Okay? What mitzvah is she doing by Kiddushin? It doesn't necessarily matter so much for Rashi, right? Because Rashi basically gives you this very broad principle of it's valuable to be involved in mitzvos, right? Sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like something the rabbi would say, and like, oh, we should all be more involved. I don't know, it's like, it sounds like in terms of like general progressive like lingo, right? The idea of being involved and being like in a conversation, we're part, you know, we have this ongoing conversation, right? It just sounds like, oh, yeah, like I'm involved. I talk about it. I'm like, I see the people sometimes, right? We do really think that makes a big impact, right? Knowing something or being somehow legally connected is fine, right? If you give like $5 to whatever cause, that's nice, right? But it's more meaningful to be in conversation with them, to be involved, right? If that's true, as long as there's some sort of mitzvah going on, right? You don't necessarily have to be doing the mitzvah, right? So let's say the mitzvah is puruv, right? Or the mitzvah is, if you're going to be mekadesh this way. So then it says, okay, if you're supposed to be mekadesh this way, bam, let's do it, right? You're being involved in something that the Torah says you should do, or you should do this way, right? So somehow you're involved, you know, you're more in dialogue with the Torah. You're more, have an ongoing conversation with the halacha, or however you can formulate it. right? So this is sort of this broad value. When a Rambam and a Har says, kol mitzvah shemuteles alav, something that you are, that any mitzvah that is incumbent upon you to do, yasa begufo, you should do personally and not delegate, it sounds like there is a mitzvah. It is incumbent upon you, right? And then the question is by Kiddushin, well, what mitzvah is incumbent on him and what mitzvah is incumbent on her, right? And then yasa begufo, right? It also sounds like this is something that impacts on the mitzvah, right? This mitzvah is incumbent upon you. Do it yourself, right? Which is, I think, just a big step beyond saying that, you know, oh, be osek b'mitzvos, right? You need to do this. Do it yourself. So then, again, it could just be, oh, once you're supposed to do it, it could be really like Rashi and, oh, once there's a mitzvah in the, you know, in the area that you're somehow supposed to be involved with, do it yourself. And maybe he's stepping a little bit further back than Rashi, and Rashi's saying, oh, any, you should just be, oh, you should be in conversation, you should be involved. And Rambam and Har saying, you don't necessarily have to go around being like, I want to be fit, you know, be involved as much as possible. But you could instead say, oh, well, what I want to do is when I'm actually involved, I'm going to be personally involved. I don't have to go running around being like, ah, is there like some mitzvah that I can be osik begufi with? Right, there's like a story in the Gemara of a woman who went dafka to the further shul, the shul that was further away from her house. So one of the Moraim says, like, you just passed like three shuls. And she says, yeah, but I get schar halicha, you know, for walk. So the further the shul I go to, you know, the more involved I am. And he says, like, wow, kol kavod to you. Like, it's really dedicated. So, I feel like for Rashi, actually, that's not so crazy, right? Because the extra effort you put in is more, you're more osik begufa. According to Rav Rambam and Har, he'd be like, yeah, you don't really need to do that. If you're going to do a mitzvah and the mitzvah's there, you know, do it yourself. Or you could say that he's really actually making this big shift and he's saying, it's not like this general value of being involved with mitzvos. It's actually that there's ex mitzvah, which is mutalala, which you are which is now incumbent upon you to do. Part of the fact that it's mutal alav, part of the fact that it's incumbent upon you to do, means that you really should be doing it yourself. Right? So it's like a different, it's already something internal to the mitzvah that's mutal alav, since you're obligated to this mitzvah, now do it yourself, and not just sort of the general value. It somehow modifies the mitzvah itself. Everyone got that? I'll do it again. Rashi says, the value is to be osei gufo b'mitzvos. You should be involved in mitzvos, in the plural, as like a general category and concept, right? Rav Menahar's language might point more towards, there's a specific mitzvah which is incumbent upon you. Part of the fact that this mitzvah is incumbent upon you is that you should be doing it. And then the way to do a mitzvah that's incumbent upon you is really to do it yourself, right? There is a mitzvah. This mitzvah is incumbent upon you. Internal to this kiyum ha-mitzvah X is you doing it. You could technically fulfill the requirement through a shliach, but you're really supposed to do it, meaning mitzvah X, yourself. And in a certain sense, you're not doing it as well if you don't. Right now, part of that, you can definitely look at that in two ways. You can look at that and say, because at the end of the day, right, God told you to do it. So, you know, sort of in general hashkafic sense, like delegating it to somebody else is just not really, you know, the right way to do that. Or, it could be more, you could say something about shlichus and say, well, actually, maybe, right, as much as shlichus accomplishes the goal, it doesn't, you know, it's not really the same as having you do it yourself, right? While for Rashi, the reasoning is totally, it's nothing to do with this mitzvah, right? It just, you weren't involved. So as much as you got the result and you did the mitzvah perfectly, but you didn't, do any isuk or mitzvah, right? You weren't involved. You might have donated the money, right? The money might have had the impact, but you weren't involved in the process. Okay. The Ran, right, goes from that, and he says, well, wait a second. What mitzvah is she doing? Right? Afilu hachi ashmi'inan masnis. The mitzvah ba yoter mi b'shlucha. Aval gav di isha ina mitzuve b'peria v'rivya. He's like, wait a second, I don't get it. A woman is not chayv in Pur Ravu. But I say that the only mitzvah that you have in Kiddushin is Pur Ravu. Right? Wait a second, but that doesn't work because she's not chayv in Pur Ravu. So how can you say mitzvah ba yoter mi b'shlucha if she's not actually doing a mitzvah, right? So he says, ah, yesh lo mikom makom, yesh lo mitzvah, mibnei shehi misayat leba lekayem mitzvato. Right? Really, he's doing puravu. She's helping him, right? So she's not really doing a mitzvah, right? Says the Ran, yep, that's okay, right? Because you don't need her to technically be doing a mitzvah in the technical sense if you hold like Rashi. Right? Because according to Rashi, what we're really doing is saying it's good to be osek b'mitzvos. Being involved personally is better than delegating because then you're involved. It doesn't really matter what the mitzvah is. It doesn't even matter, says the Ran, if it's your mitzvah. Right? You could be helping someone else do their mitzvah. But it's still better for you to help them do their mitzvah than to delegate someone else to help them do their mitzvah. Because then you weren't involved in a mitzvah. It doesn't have to be your mitzvah, right? There is a mitzvah, and you are involved in a mitzvah. You are involved in a good cause, right? It doesn't have to be your good cause. Now, the Meiri also asks the same question. Mikol makom, mitzvah ba yoter mi b'shlucha, shekol shehu be'atzmo na'aseh et ha-mitzvah al yado, schoro merubeh. Right, you get more schar, but I think focusing on schar definitely points us in the direction more towards the Rashi direction, right? But it's more about, oh, you were involved, so right, Hashem is happier with you. You get more mitzvah points, as the Ayah was saying, right? It's like, oh, good on you, like you were involved, right? It's about schar. It's not saying, oh, the quality of the mitzvah changes, right? But you also get schar. Val derech ma masha amru. B'tzarchei hana Shabbos, Rav Safra Machrech Reisha, Rabba Malach Shibuta, Ava B'she in a mitzvah al peri v'rivya, mikol makom ha-mitzvah nasis al yada. Right? She's involved. So since she's involved, she should be involved personally. V'od, Ava B'she in ba'asei gamor, in a nifkas mi-mitzvah ligam. And then he says, oh, and also, by the way, she's not actually not involved in Pur Ravu, right? She's not technically chayiv, but she basically is. The Miri has this interesting sheet of Pur Ravu where he says, like, yeah, technically they're not like obligated in Pur Ravu, but they're totally like part of Pur Ravu, or totally chayiv in Pur Ravu. They're just not chayiv to actually do. He has like a whole mahalach on that, which is very interesting. So he kind of throws that in here, but it's interesting that he also just throws it in as like, by the way, you should know that I don't think like the Ran, but even if I did, that's fine because the point is to be involved in the mitzvah, right? So involvement, says the Miri, is more important than actually doing it. And then it doesn't matter whether or not she actually has any mitzvah here whatsoever. Now, according to Rav Ram and Ahar, kol mitzvah shemutelas alav yaseh begufa. If Pur Ravu is not mutelas aleha, so she doesn't have to do it begufa, right? So let's just. So what we have over here is, sorry for the, let me stare at the light for a second. Mitzvah ba. Oops. Oops, I should have made a space. Okay, so we have, on the one hand, we have, right, osik b'mitzvah, which is Rashi, Ran, Meiri, and they're all really going in the same direction, that we want you to be osek b'mitzvos. It's not even mitzvah, b'mitzvos, right? It's involvement. Should I make it a different color? Can they don't want me to do it? Right, it's about involvement. Well, according to potentially Rav Menahar, assuming that I'm correct, right, what it really is about is it's internal to the mitzvah. Right, if you're chayv to do mitzvah X, then you should do it. You should do it personally. Right? And then you actually need, so not, first nafkamina is going to be, right. If let's say you're not chayiv in the mitzvah, oopsies, no, right, al pru revu. Even if she's not mitzvah on pru revu, it's she's still chayiv, right? We're still gonna say, and right, that she's gonna be chayiv in mitzvah by yosem v'shlucha, where it would still apply. According to Rav Menahar, since it's internal to mitzvah X, it's that if you're chayiv in mitzvah X, it's mutal alecha, so you should do it personally. Then, right, it's only right. If you're chayiv in the mitzvah. Right? It's like you're chayiv in mitzvah X. Part of being chayiv in mitzvah X is that you should do it. Part of being chayiv in mitzvah X is that you should do it yourself. Right, God told you to do this, basically, and therefore you should do it. Okay, fine. So far, so good. One second, let's go to the other share. Okay, and then really, the Amshar Shlomo asks this question. He says, "Wait a second, right? How could we say?" You know, mitzvah by Yosef Mishlucha, if she's not chayiv. He says, Alke Nire, Avogav de ina mitzvah al priori verivya, mikomako mitzvah ika legaba, dumia demach reisha, atu mechoyev lach reisha. There's no mitzvah to, right, to roast, a sheep's head, right? It's like a nice thing to do for Shabbos. So just like it's a nice thing to do for Shabbos, it's a nice thing to do for, for her to do it personally. Mitzvah ika, right? You get mitzvah points. And he actually says that if she was actually chayiv in kiddushin, then if she was accepted kiddushin without him seeing her first, she'd be over on lifnei iver, right? Because later in the Gemara it's going to say it's usher for him to do it unless he has already seen her, right? Because of v'yaftar echa kamocha. But for her, it's not aser because of tandu. So, assuming she does it intentionally, right? So then, for her, it's only mitzvah by Yosem Yishlucha. For him, it's actually would be aser to do it with a shliach without having seen her yet. So the Amshar Shlomo is saying, wait a second, if she's chayiv in the mitzvah, so then she'd be over on lifnei iver, right? Because the rule that lifnei iver applies if you're also chayiv in that same mitzvah. So if she's also chayiv in the mitzvah of kiddushin, puravu, whatever, and she helps him do it in an aser way, then she's actually over on lifnei iver. But she's not, because it says that the only problem for her is mitzvah ba. So he says, must be that she's actually not chayiv in mitzvah at all, but nonetheless, even though there's no chiyuv, and just you get mitzvah points, there's still a din of mitzvah ba. So it's just really about mitzvah points. Okay. The Sefer HaMakneh takes things legamri in the opposite direction. Okay? And he says, mitzvah by yosem b'shlucha. This is the Ran and the Amshul Shlomo say, ah, there must be no mitzvah. Okay? It says, yosir ner mikan raya l'shita satosvos, da afti kaimalan isha inu mitzvah al-peri v'rivya, mikomakom hi mitzvah al-asei d'l'sheves yitzara. She is chayiv in the mitzvah of l'sheves yitzara, which is about having children in general. It's sort of like a general mitzvah to, you know, basically maintain humanity, increase humanity, right? Inhabit the world. It's not the formal chiyuv of puravu. It's more of like a general, you should inhabit the world. So if you already had, you know, a boy and a girl, so you're already technically yotze puravu, there's still a kiyum of l'sheves yitzara to have more kids. V'chim mashma pshat t'sugi b'ba basra. Gabib no slafak mam rashbam. Right? V'su nira, da'af she'inu mitzuva al-kriya v'rivya mikom makom kivan shi rotza li nasi l'ish asura li ba'a lo b'lo kidushin. V'shom lo tia kidesha. Says, and she's also chayiv in mitzvah's kidushin. Right? Because why? Because im kein heavy kiddushin mitzvah. Since she wants to get married, mimela, she's chayv to get married through kiddushin, like the Rambam says. And therefore, he says, according to the Rambam, it's a full-fledged mitzvah to get married with derech kiddushin. If you want to get married, she wants to get married, she has a mitzvah to do it with derech kiddushin. Okay. Bafilu hach, right? Mevarchen alei, mashek tishan mitzvah tzivanu, umimela shayach behen mitzvah ba yosim b'shulcha. Right? They make a bracha on the kiddushin, so mitzvah by yosef mishulcha should apply if you can make a bracha on it. V'nira the hada amar lishna kama gabi didei mitzvah by yosef mishulcha lav mishum mitzvah peri v'rivya lechud the lopsika in kvar kiyim mitzvah peri v'rivya doesn't say oh he doesn't have kids for puravu yet. It must be it's not dependent on puravu. Di mishum peri v'rivya lechud ena kiddushin ela hechshu mitzvah lechud v'lo dami kokach lahadar of safra. Why? Because the hachanas, the Shabbos, mitzvah mifureshes batorahi, the hachinu asher yaviu. So he says, the examples that we gave from Rav Safra and Rava, those aren't like, oh, nice mitzvah point examples. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to prepare for Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to prepare for Shabbos, right? So, right? The hachinu asher yaviu. It's the pasuk, he says, right? That's covered Shabbos. So, it's not something, oh, it's a nice thing that they did and they got mitzvah points for it. That's mamash achiyuv. That's mamash the mitzvah. Same thing here. Hakidushin gufa heim mitzvah shemavarchen alayim. Right? So the Sefer HaMakneh does, you know, like flips on everything on the Ran and the Amshul Shlomo and the, you know, and the Meiri. It says, no. Right? You got it backwards. Right? They're saying, oh, it doesn't really need to be a mitzvah. It needs to be some sort of, you know, mitzvah-esque thing. It has to be something mitzvah-like, I guess, right? It needs to be some sort of good deed so that you get mitzvah points for being osek and involved in Torah and mitzvahs and halacha v'chu. Says the Sefer HaMakneh, no. It has to be an actual mitzvah, right? This is consistent with what we would have expected from the Gisha of
Avraham Minahar.
Exactly. Right, Rav Ramanahar, who's saying that it's internal to the mitzvah. If it's internal to the mitzvah, it actually needs to be a mitzvah, right? Internal to mitzvah X is that you should do it yourself. So he says, well, there's a mitzvah of kiddushin, right? You don't have to get married if you don't want to, but if you want to get married, there's a mitzvah to do kiddushin, right? And you make a brach on it. So that's good enough for me to say mitzvah by Yosef Mishlucha. And, and also when it comes to Shabbos, it's not just mitzvah points, right? There's a pasuk v'achinu asher yaviu, right? You're actually supposed to do that. It's a pasuk that tells you to do that for Kavod Shabbos. Okay, so the Pirkei Kehuna also says something very, very similar. Alzul zashmin and gam beisha mitzvah ba yosim b'shlucha deikanami mitzvah delo par utahu bara l'shabbos yitzara v'seifa. Okay, what about a father marrying off his bita shiktana? Right? So he says, there's a filuhachi mitzvah bo, dehaika mitzvah, diveet benotechem tnu lanashim. He says, no, there's a pasuk about that too. Right? So it's not really a mitzvah, but at least there's a pasuk, you know, that tells you that that's, you know, that mentions it. And it's like, oh, so you see, it's like sort of like a mitzvah, or can be in the right context, it can be a mitzvah, right? Then it's it expands it a little bit more, and he says, oh, even if it's a hechsher mitzvah, mitzvah bo yosef b'shulcho inu ella b'mitzvah atzma, it has to be an actual mitzvah, oh, b'hachana haksuva b'tora dafka, or it could be a hechsher mitzvah, as long as that hechsher mitzvah is written explicitly in the Torah. Right? So he's sort of like admitting you can expand it a little bit, but like only if like the Torah tells you you need to do this, right? There's, the Torah says, oh, do, you know, this is a hechsher mitzvah that you got, that you're going to do. Right? So what that does, is basically, on the one hand, you have the option of anything, right? Hechsher mitzvah, siyulu mitzvah, right? Of the Ran, the Amshul Shlomo, Rashi, right? It's about being osek b'mitzvah. On the other hand, you say, no, it has to be something internal to a mitzvah, right? It can't just be that you're doing something good, or you're even doing a hechsher mitzvah. It has to be that what you're doing is something that the Torah told you to do, which is why the Netziv says it can be a hechsher mitzvah, but it has to be Mufurash Bikra. Right? Now, a little bit of a difference here, just 1 second, Atami. You ask first, and I'll splice.
It just has to be a mitzvah. Why does that have to be mufurash b'kra? Like, would not a mitzvah d'rabanan also be the same?
I don't know what he would say about a mitzvah d'rabanan. It might be he'd say a mitzvah d'rabanan is the same, but what about a hechsher mitzvah? The Netziv says either a mitzvah or a hechsher mitzvah, but only if it's mufurash b'kra.
So that's why, even like preparing for Shabbat, even though it's really only to have kavod Shabbat on Shabbat, ends up being a hechsher mitzvah for that.
Right. But it's mefurish b'kra, so it counts also. Now, I think there is a difference between these two. Because, right, which one would you put Rav Avraham Nahari? Like, dafka the mitzvah mamish, or even in, like, hechshar mefurish b'kra? There's no right or right end. Yeah.
Well, Rabbi Avraham Nahari used the language of mitelet alav, you know, incumbent upon you. So that sounds like anything that's not optional, which is more of like dafka mitzvah mamish, as I see it.
Okay, right. You're saying because it's like, oh, there's X mitzvah. You need to do X mitzvah. So since Hashem said, oh, do mitzvah X, not doing it yourself is sort of like a chisaron in the mitzvah, right? It's qualitative internal to the mitzvah. Yeah, I also was noted towards that way, right? In this camp, there are really two options to look at it. One is to say it's qualitative in the mitzvah. This mitzvah is mutal on you, so you should be doing it. Or it could be not so much that this mitzvah is mutal on you, right? But God told you to do this. What's the difference? Right? Are you supposed to do it because God commanded you to do X, right? And since you're supposed to do X, you should do X yourself. Or God told you to do X, right? You should do X yourself. Okay, I'll illustrate it because I think it's another new share. Okay, let's see if we can, let's make this a new color. One second. Okay, if you're chayav mitzvah X, I can say, right, here we have, Hashem tells you, do X, right? Mitzvah X is now incumbent upon you. If I focus on the fact that God said do X, right? So it doesn't really matter what X is. If God told me to do it, right, I should do it, and I should show, right, either respect to the fact that God told me to do it by doing it myself, or something along that line, then, right, the important thing is really about, right, that Hashem said it. Or Hashem told me, right, to do it, and therefore, right, do it yourself. Right, it's almost like if, like in a business, you know, the CEO tells you, oh, okay, you know, take care of XYZ, right? Specifically, he told, you know, you to do it. So technically you could delegate, right? But what you should do is, you know, the guy all the way on top told you to do it, right? Almost like the respectful thing to do is to do it yourself. You could delegate it, but out of respect for the fact that he told you to do it, you should, you know, really do it yourself. That's not so much internal to the mitzvah, right? It doesn't really matter what the mitzvah that we're talking about is, just the fact that God told you to do it. Now, the Netziv says what? Even if it's a hechsher mitzvah, so it's not really part of the kiyum mitzvah, if it's mefurash bikra, you should do it yourself. All right, so I think he's saying, oh, right, God told you to do it. And since God told you to do it, you know, do it yourself. As opposed to potentially the lashon of Rabbi Menahar, mitzvah X is mutal alecha. You are obligated to mitzvah X, so do it yourself. Sounds like internal to mitzvah X. And if it's internal to mitzvah X, right? I'm just going to make this, right, I'll say netziv over here. Right? If it's mitzvah X, is incumbent upon you, and it's internal, so then I think that goes back to Rav Menahar and says, ah, it's only the mitzvah, right? This is a filu hechsher. Since God told you to do this hechsher mitzvah, as long as the pasuk says do hechsher mitzvah, well, the point is God said told you to do it, so you should do it yourself. If it's about the fact that the mitzvah is incumbent upon you, so you should do the mitzvah yourself, potentially it's qualitatively different when you do it yourself than when you do someone else does it, right? But even if not, since the obligation is upon you, you should do it. But the obligation is the mitzvah, not the hechsher. Even if the hechsher is mefurash bakra, right? So is it more about the interaction of the Dvar Hashem that, right, it's mefurash bakra and God said that you got to be doing this? Or is it really about the internal to the mitzvah, in which case it's, right, dafka going to be, right, dafka the mitzvah, oops, and not a hechsher. Because the hechsher isn't incumbent upon you. Right? Hechsher mitzvahs might be important, but there's no, oh, it's incumbent upon you to do hechsher mitzvah X. Got it? Make sense? Okay, great. And research. Okay. Okay, I think should we hop in? Yeah, just quickly. Should we try to? Yes, I think we will. Just like an interesting addition, the Rambam never mentions mitzvah bo yosu mibishlucho. Okay, he only mentions the two cases brought down in the Gemara. By Hilchos Shabbos, he talks about Kavod Shabbos, and he says Misad Adam Shulchanu be'erev Shabbos. They're not hechsher mitzvah. They are kavod Shabbos, right? And right, talk it's that you do it. But it doesn't say anything about there being like a mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucha. Okay, Shulchan Aruch adds in, says, oh, first of all, the Rambam also sounds like it's a chiyuv, right? You have to do these things, l'chavod Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says, yishtadel l'hachid ba'atzma, shum davar l'tzarech Shabbos k'dei l'chavdo. You should try. Right? Why? Right? So the Rambam says, oh, because b'chol mitzvah is mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucha, right? This is a general value. Right, yishtadel, it's a nice thing to do. So Be'er Halacha points out, Barambam Yisal Dinzeh B'Lashon Chayev. Right, שיהיה האדם חשוב ביוסר, ואין דרך הוא לקח דברים מן השוק, ולא סלסק במלאכה ושבייס, חייב לעשות דברים שהם לצורך שבס בגופו, שזהו כבודה. Okay? You're chayiv to. So Be'er Lacha just points out that the Rambam says that you're chayiv. The kavod Shabbos is that you do it yourself. It's not that that it's something that you should try to do, right, yourself, because the mitzvah b'yosu mishlucho. It's internal to kavod Shabbos that an adam chashuv is preparing for Shabbos yourself, right? If, I don't know, if like the president's coming, so part of the kavod of, you know, is that the ambassador himself is involved in the preparations for the president's arrival at the embassy, right? Because, right, it's that's part of the kavod of preparing for his arrival, right? That the Adam Chashev is involved in it as well. If that's true, right, so in the Rambam, I'm saying it's not just, oh, a general din that you should necessarily do mitzvah boyos or shlucho, dafka kavod Shabbos requires that you do it yourself, not ayde shliach, right? Okay, right. So this narrows it, and I'm saying, well, maybe mitzvah bo yosu b'shlucho is not necessarily a klal b'chol Torah b'chol mitzvahs. Okay, this is like a third main category here, where we had Rabbi Ramban Ahar who said that it has to be internal to the mitzvah, right? Rashi and the Rambam's like, oh, it's like the sort of vague general value. The Rebbe Rambam Har said, no, if you're chayiv in a mitzvah, so it's internal to that mitzvah. Okay, the Rambam saying, it actually might not, it's not even necessarily true about mitzvos in general. It might dafka be true in specific mitzvos. The Rambam only mentions it by, he never mentions it as a mitzvah bo yosobim b'shlucho, as a klal. He never uses that language. And he only mentions it by kiddushin and kavod Shabbos. And he says, oh, because kavod Shabbos is gufa inherent to kavod Shabbos. Okay, so the Yad HaMelech, he gives an interesting parish on that. He says, oh, actually, his chakira is any time the mitzvah is like dependent on the person in some way. So doing it al-yidei shliach is fine. Let's say it has to be done with your money or your object. Okay, so you're involved, right? It's significant that it's you, because it has to be done with your fruit. It has to be, right, on the trum or maestros or challah, right? Hafrashas challah is happening to your dough. So mamila, right, it's fine that it's being done by somebody else, because the actual mitzvah is being done with your stuff. But when it comes to kiddushin, right, midin arev, or midin evikanani, you could actually be Mekadesh with someone else's money. Someone else could be Mekadesh with their own money on your behalf, right? In which case, the money isn't from you, right? The action wasn't being done by you. So it's Chal, right? And you're the one who's married, but it's totally impersonal, right? You have no personal involvement in the actual Asiyas HaMitzvah. Not only, not physically, and not even, not even in terms of your assets or in terms of your you know, anything, right? Because it's linen schar mitzvah v'chov asiyasa l'chadchila mitzvah sh'abayli ba'atzam yotzim b'shlucham shum d'vishtei ele im heim anatzma yidei shliach in la mishalech shum chilek v'achiza ba'asiyasa mitzvah klam. It's not a question like, oh, you should be involved in mitzvahs, right? But if you're doing a mitzvah, if you're not involved at all, even in like a vague independent sense, right? Like, oh, you're giving the money. So what have you really done? Right? You haven't really done a mitzvah. Technically, it was chal, but you didn't do a mitzvah. You weren't involved in the mitzvah at all. Okay? Now, what's fascinating about this is he's taking the Rambam and he's kind of like smushing him into Rashi. Okay? I'm not convinced by this. I just think it's fascinating. It's fine. He's saying, right, since you could be Mekadesh midin Eved Kanani with someone else's money, you could have a Shliach, Mekadesh, with the Shliach's money. So the action is being done by the Shliach. The money is being given by the Shliach. The Chalos is Chal on you, that you're married, because you appointed him as your Shliach. But you're not involved in this mitzvah at all, right? I was saying before, oh, if you go on JGive and you donate $20, so you're not really involved, right? But if you go and you help the old person yourself, then you're involved, right? That's basically Rashi. The Adam Melech is saying the opposite. He's saying, if you want to go on JGive and give the $20, that's great, fantastic, you're involved, right? What isn't, and what counts as not being involved? If you don't, you're not even giving your own money, right? If you go tell your friend, oh, why don't you give money to good cause on JGive, right? So did the old person get help? Yes. Did you help them? No, right? So the mitzvah happened, but you're totally uninvolved. So when it comes to Kavod Shabbos, if someone else buys the food and cooks the food, right, you haven't done anything. So is there Kavod for Shabbos that you have this big meal prepared? Yes. Did you do anything? No, right? By Kiddushin, right, Ayidei Shliach, you know, since you could do it Ayidei, the Kesef of the Shliach, potentially you were totally uninvolved in the whole process. So did you get married? Yes. Did you, you know, move a pinky for it? No. So it's sort of like an extreme version of, you know, of the involvement idea. So he's saying only on mitzvahs where you're totally uninvolved, then we'll say mitzvah yosem yibishlucha. Okay? Now, I'm really not convinced by this with the Rambam at all. I think the Rambam, right, isn't saying, oh, it's not about involvement. He's saying that it's dafka these mitzvos where it's relevant. But I think we'll do that very, very, very quickly, and then we'll review it next time. Okay, why? The Rambam says like this, right? V'kach hikdim ba al shlucha. Right, it's better for her to do it than her shliach. Why? Shehit asku ta'adam b'mitzvah ba'atzmo yoter shalem me'asher yatil azulato la'asotu. Okay, it's pretty much, I think, like what the Rambam and Ahar is saying, which is, if there's a mitzvah, doing it yourself is more than before than Abraham. Yoter shalem, right? The mitzvah is more shalem. You improve the quality of the mitzvah is different. Okay, now why? Because right, it's a totally different mitzvah when you do it yourself than when you do it by idea of someone else. Now that's the Rambam Perush Mishnayos. In the Arach Hazaka, he doesn't say that. Okay, I think he walks that back because it sounds like it's true about everything. In the Arach Hazaka, he only says Shabbos and Ishus. Now by Shabbos, he said what? The kavod. It's not that the kavod is better when you do it yourself. The kavod is that you do it yourself, right? What's kavod Shabbos? That you are osek in preparing for Shabbos yourself, right? That is the kavod. It's not like, oh, the kavod is better. I think he's going to say the same. He's saying the same thing also here by kiddush. Mitzvah sheikadosh adam ishto be'atzmo yoser me'al yidei shlucho v'chein mitzvah ala isha shetekadosh atzmo biyada yater me'al yidei shlucha. Okay, inside of this halacha, he's adding in, right? That what? You should do it yourself. You shouldn't do either shliach. He equates ish v'isha, right? And that you shouldn't be mekadesh isha ktana kishinara. Until she says biploni ani rotze, right? Until she, right, picks her husband and she actually wants to marry a certain person who she has some sort of, right, personal relationship, inclination towards. V'chein eish in roi she kadish ketanav li kadish isha ad shiirena v'tiek shira be'inav shem lo tim tzachin be'inav v'nim tzim agar shoshol chivimam v'husona, right? Because if he marries someone who he's never seen, he might not like her, right? And then they won't have a good marriage. They won't have a good relationship. Okay, now the Rambam never said that there's a general din of mitzvah bo yosem yishlucho. He never said that the mitzvahs in general are better when you do them yourself. What does he say? Right, he says you should get married by yourself personally, and that marriage should be something that you enter into because you personally, right, want to marry this other individual, and therefore you shouldn't marry off bito ktana until she says biploni ani rotze, and you shouldn't marry a ktana, right? Because you don't know what she's going to be like when she grows up. And you can't really have a real relationship with a ktana. And you can't marry a woman until you've met her, right? And you see if you like her, right? Not because, oh, because then, right, it's your over and v'haftal re'acha kamocha, because then you won't have a good relationship. He changes it from v'haftal re'acha kamocha to v'husona, right? As a pagam in the ishas. That's what I'm saying, right? This whole halacha is the cases of ishas is based on relationship. You need to have a relationship in order to have a good ishas. And therefore, right, your ishas is a better ishas, obviously, if you get married personally. Right? So I'm just, imagine this. Imagine going to the chuppah, and instead of showing up yourself, you sent someone else, right, with the ring. Right? That would not be a good way to start off with a relationship. And it's not only true in 2021. It was true in, you know, in 1100 and, you know, 1104 also. Right? If you never met your bride, you're not going to have a, you know, a good marriage, and it's not a good relationship. So going and meeting the person in person, right, and getting married in person is actually qualitatively something that impacts the ishas, right? And that makes perfect sense. So Kavod Shabbos and Kiddushin, says the Rambam, those are the only two examples the Rambam's ever applies it to, and the Gemara applied it to, only to those two. Right? Not because of the Adam Melech, because like, oh, it's about involvement, you know, general involvement in mitzvos where like it's noticeable that you're involved. It's that the mitzvah itself is pagum, right? If you don't do it yourself. It's not proper Kavod Shabbos if you don't do it yourself, right? And the Rambam's shita on Kavod Shabbos, by the way, is that Kavod is dafka the things you do before Shabbos. That's Mechabe Shabbos. As opposed to the things that you do on Shabbos, that's Oneg Shabbos. So eating a good, you know, a great Shabbos meal on Shabbos is Oneg Shabbos. Preparing a great Shabbos meal before Shabbos is Kavod Shabbos. So if you don't do that yourself, you didn't do Kavod Shabbos, says the Rambam. Same thing by Kiddushin, right? If you get married without having met, or if you get married on a day Shliach, or if you marry Bito or Kitana before she picks out, you know, has a say in who her husband is, then you're being pogeya, the kiddushin, right? It's not that, oh, you weren't osik in the kiddushin yourself. It's that you didn't do kiddushin properly, right? Or in an optimal manner. Because the relationship is part of the kiddushin, part of ishos, right? And you're intentionally, you're starting it off on the wrong foot. But I think it's just amazing because this halacha, it all, he's like, oh, no, the Gemara really put these together, bidafka, right? Even though the Gemara kind of explains them all as being different, dinim, right? But they're all together in that mission of, right? Bo ubishlucho, bo ubishlucha, right? Bo ubishlucho, by the Bito Ketana. Says the Rambam, they're all based on the same halacha, which is that kiddushin is something you're supposed to do personally, right? It's something based on there being, building a relationship. And therefore, you can't marry off Bito Ketana ad she yomer ploni am nivrote. You can't marry isha ad she yirena. And mitzvah bo yosum yubishlucha. Right? They're all the same because they all impact on the quality of the ishas. Not, oh, because it impacts on all mitzvos. It's dafka kiddushin because the relationship is a critical part of kiddushin. And Kavod Shabbos is all about being mechabed yourself, right? If you delegate someone else to cook you a nice meal, it doesn't show that you are mechabed Shabbos. So dafka by kiddushin and Kavod Shabbos, the Rambam says, there's this din of mitzvah bo yosum b'shlucha, but it's not really a din of mitzvah bo yosum b'shlucha. It's Kavod Shabbos bo v'lo b'shlucho, Kiddushin bo v'lo b'shlucho, because those are both part of those respective mitzvahs. Okay, Shkach, we're going to stop here.